All right, welcome to Giants training camp again. Seems like it was a short summer, and obviously we did a lot of work in the offseason and tried to turn the roster over a little bit. But there were plenty of guys here last year for that 0-6 start and have a bad taste in our mouth. And we're just thankful to get an opportunity to come back and try to get that taste out of our mouth. We want to start fast this season and not put ourselves in a hole like we did last year. Just early thoughts on camp. There's a lot of positions that, you know, a lot of competition in a lot of different positions. So that makes us, and we're excited about that. And yesterday was kind of a slow day. It was hot out there and some players went out with some heat illness, but it's just one day. So don't put us in the grave before we get to the field. I think we're going to have a really good football team. I'm very excited about, you know, the young players. We wanted to try to build a younger team, more physical football team that plays fast. So I'll take any questions from anybody.
Jared, was there anything you can point to in that 0-6 start that say, okay, let's do this differently?
Well, you know, sometimes, George, in football, you know, some of these things, if you stay in this business long enough, some of those things might happen to you. And it happened to us last year. I really don't have a lot of good answers for that. But we sure don't want it to happen again. And we did everything in our power during this offseason with free agency, draft, some coach changes to prevent that from happening again.
Can you take any encouragement from the way the team finished, or have there been too many changes for that to be relevant?
Well, you know, there's still a lot, like I said, still a lot of players that from last year are still here on this football team. The defense really should get more credit than they got last year. You know, we struggled offensively, but the defense kept us in a lot of football games, and we could have easily won a couple more games. Who knows what would have happened? But we have a lot of players back, so we're expecting big things.
Jerry, it has not been your way to delve so deeply into free agency. You know, you've made moves, obviously. Is there a danger that you can see, or, you know, are you any concerns that bringing so many different players from so many different places, like, you know, you had to form a team here, too?
Well, I say this to you guys a lot of times, you know, there's no template on how to be successful. We try to do what's, you know, what we have to do every year to put the best football team out there for the New York Giants, you know, organization and for our fans. And sometimes you can do it with drafts. Sometimes you can do it with free agency. Sometimes you don't have to do much at all. And we've done all that. But this time we had to go out and we lost a lot of players, you know, via free agency, retirement, injuries, stuff like that. So we had to bring a lot of players in.
Would you prefer not to have to do that if possible, or is it okay?
Well, you know, you like continuity on your football team, but, you know, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. If you go back and just look at Seattle's roster last year, just think about what they did going into the season, during their offseason. They turned it over. There's a lot of new faces and a lot of new people on that team. So you can do it, and we expect to do it. You know, we have 5 preseason games this preseason, and I think that helps us because we have some new coaches, some new philosophies, and a lot of new young players and a lot of players who haven't played together. So I think the 5 preseason games help us this time.
Do you have to be patient more maybe than in the past because of that?
I'm not sure what you're asking me, Jordan.
Because you have so many new players and so many young players that it might take a little bit longer.
I think it takes a little bit longer to gel when you have a lot of new faces. You know, again, you can see yesterday, you know, we practiced one time, you know, and it wasn't real pretty. You know, some guys flashed yesterday, but it was only one day. You know, Coach Coughlin, you know, he always worried about those things. And I told him last night, I said, Coach, we don't want to peak too soon after one day. So we think we'll have enough time during this preseason to get ready to go.
Jerry, can you comment on the chemistry and how that's coming along based on your observation?
Well, you know, after one practice, you know, it's we have a lot of work to do, but our guys are willing, they're working hard, our coaching staff are working hard, and the 5 preseason games help us, and I think we'll be ready for opening week.
You said you expect big things out of this team. Last year you were pretty bold in saying we expect to be in the Super Bowl. Set that bar the same with your team?
Well, we always expect, you know, our expectations are very high. This is a high performance business. We expect our team to be good every year, and that's just the way we're built around here, and that's what we think. That's what our ownership expects from us. Our coaches expect that. Our players expect that. So we won't back out of that. Obviously, you want to start by trying to win the division and then, you know, get yourself in the tournament, and we've seen it seen us go all the way when we get in the tournament. We just got to get in the tournament.
You mentioned Seattle times when you've talked this offseason. Do you study rosters of maybe other
teams? Well, I just know there's ways to different ways to skin a cat. You know, you don't always, again, we don't pigeonhole ourselves with a template. You know, we do what we have to do to win football games. And you know, and just looking at Seattle, they did a lot of nice things last year with their roster, and they turned it over, moved a lot of people around, and had some good success there.
Do you think the team got too old too quickly?
Well, that's always part of, you know, as a general manager and front office and personnel, you always try to watch that and be leery of, you know, is the team getting a little bit too old? And you always try to infuse some young people on your roster, and I've seen rosters other times when you have a lot of older guys, and they win Super Bowls with older guys. So there's different ways to do it.
But does last year's results tell you that maybe you waited too long?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that was part of it. But you know, there's a lot of things that went wrong last year, and we don't want them to happen again.
Jerry, yesterday, Coach talked about, you know, it's good that people are feeling uncomfortable. Do you think at some point that maybe the team got a little too comfortable, given how things, especially offense, given how they were in the same system for years and years?
Yeah, that could be possible. You know, again, there's always different reasons for you know, having, you know, some losses and some tough losses. That could be part of it, but, you know, I can't just pinpoint that as the main reason that, you know, we started so slowly last year, so poorly.
You have a pretty unproven group at tight end, a lot of guys who are fairly new or haven't had a past history of success. After seeing OTAs and minicamp, where you stand at that position, how do you feel confidence-wise in that group?
Well, we still have some guys that have to prove some things, and we feel like we have some young players who have some dynamic skill sets that can get out there and do it. You know, we've Adrian Robinson, Larry Donnell, and a couple of more young tight ends on the roster that we like. Those guys have to go out there and do it. And I always kind of, you know, refer back to other people's roster. You know, that the tight end at Denver, Julius Thomas, you know, how many catches did he have before last season? You know, he didn't have many catches. I think he had one catch going into his third season. So hopefully we can have a guy step out of the shadows and do something like that for us, because, you know, they have the skill set. They just have to get out there and do it.
Jerry, the confidence was so high last year. John Mara talked about the talent on this roster. You were very confident in the ability of the team. A year later, because of what happened, do you guard against some of that at this point?
All right, I always, you know, have confidence in our coaches and our players. You know, I believe in our coaching staff. I believe in our players, and I'm always confident in our players that they can get the job done for us.
You talked last camp about having missed the playoffs 3 out of 4 years and the pressure that puts on the organization. It being 4 out of 5 now, how does that change the way you perceive it?
Well, Dan, this is a high-performance business, and, you know, everybody knows that. You have to perform high. You know, everybody in the organization, the owners expect everybody to perform high, including me, including the head coach, including the players. You know, that's just the way this business runs. You know, it's a high-performance business, and we expect to perform at a high level. And, you know, being out of the playoffs the last few years, you know, that's everybody should look at that and say, look, we got to get something done, and we expect to do that.
You mentioned about, you know, you have to guard against teams and rosters getting older. Your coaching staff is old, and you replaced them with some younger guys.
Yeah, well, I don't think coaches get old. I don't necessarily agree with that our coaching staff got old. You know, coaches don't forget how to coach, you know. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, Paul.
Okay, but you made changes, significant changes.
Well, you know, sometimes in the business, you know, you have to make some changes like that. And we thought it was time to make a change right there, and that's what we did. I don't think it's because somebody got old. Well, that's our coach's job. You know, we try to bring in free agents and draft picks with that kind of background and pedigree, and it's up to our coaches to give our team that mindset. And we have some players with that mindset, and we just have to grow as a football team and do that. You know, because in this league, if you lose a physical battle, it's hard to win games. You got to win the physical battle. You got to tie or win the physical battles in this league. Well, we thank all the players we brought in right now. You know, so, you know, the proof's in the pudding. They have to get out there and show us, Bill. So we'll see what happens when the preseason start and then when we get to the regular season.
Any concern with Odell? I know he was at the hamstring in the preseason, spring ball.
Yeah, Wally, you know, he missed part of spring ball with the hamstring, and he tweaked it again yesterday. So, obviously there's some concern about that. But you see that in some young players sometime. They get out there, and they're a little bit nervous and a little bit anxious, and that happens to them. And this guy, you know, has that track speed. And so hopefully he can get back out there pretty quickly, and because we're expecting big things from him.
Because of what you experienced last year, if things don't click right away, do you think there's a fear that maybe people can say, oh, here we go again? You know, even if it's just one.
Well, again, there's always, there's some conversation about here we go again. Again, you know, in my tenure here as the GM, you know, we've been put in a grade before we even get to the first game during some seasons. So, you know, I don't think it's time to panic. You know, we had one practice, so we're working hard. Our players are working hard, and you know, we'll see where it goes. But we expect big things.
I'm just saying, you know, it seems like you're putting so much emphasis on the start that lose the first game, it doesn't matter if you're putting so much emphasis on it. It can.
Under Tom Coughlin, we hadn't had a lot of bad starts. You know, that's the first time really under Tom we had such a, you know, a poor start last year. You know, we usually start out with, you know, we start fast and kind of wane at the end and then pick up some more steam, you know, later in playoff time. But we haven't had a lot of bad starts. Again, we want to, you know, thank God for another opportunity to get out there and start practice again and get to the season.
You love what your thoughts on Eli. You know, every year you kind of have a message on what you expect from him. He's coming off a difficult year.
Well, I expect nothing except for him to bounce back and be the Pro Bowl caliber football player that we know he can be. You know, he's still a young football player, all things considered, you know, with respect to the quarterback position. So we expect him to come back and be a leader and bounce back and not have some of the things that happened to him last year and, you know, be a dynamic football player for us. That's what I expect from him.
33 is not something you look at. I mean, eight, you said he's still
No, quarterback's a little bit different. You know, guys can, you know, 33 is getting up there, but quarterback's a little bit, it's not like, you know, a running back at that age or some other position at that age. So, you know, quarterbacks don't take the hits like a lot of other positions do. And so hopefully Eli don't take a lot of hits like he took last year. And we tried to fix that with some of our offensive linemen that we brought in. And we got some guys back off the injury list that we expect to play better. So we're hopeful that everybody gels up front and we can have a deep offensive line so we can protect our quarterback.
Is extending his contract an option or something you look at here moving forward?
Yeah, we keep all our options open, Jordan, with respect to that. Right now it's really nothing to talk about. You know, we're 2 days into training camp and there's really no need to talk about contracts at this point.
Jerry, yesterday you guys hired David Tyrone and drew some criticism from outside the organization. Why was he the right guy for that job? And did you discuss beforehand some of his controversial
points? Yeah, we do our due diligence on everybody we try to hire around here. David was, number one, he was qualified for the job, and we think he's a terrific fit for us. We're happy to have him on board.
Were you worried at all about some of the things he said in the past about it?
Yeah, you know, this day and age, you know, sometimes you say some things that, you know, maybe you don't want to say or shouldn't have said or something like that, and it can get, you know, things can get blown out of proportion to a degree. But I'm not here to talk about, you know, social issues or somebody's personal opinion about their beliefs. You know, I believe everybody should be treated equal. I believe everybody should be treated fairly. I believe everybody should have an opinion to, you know, what they want to say, you know. And most of all, I believe that I should mind my own business and try to keep the plank out of my own eye. I think that's what I believe the most.
Does it concern you that there was that kind of criticism towards it? Or?
Again, I'm not talking about it. I'm here to talk about the football team. You know, that's as much as I'm going to address that, guys. You know, so I try to express how I feel about that. And we're happy to have David on our staff.
You talk about, you know, anytime I've ever asked you, you say there's always pressure on you to win. When you have an offseason where you've been given the chance to spend as much money as this team did, which is a little unusual, does that change anything about the pressure?
No, it's always. It's National Football League, guys. It's pressure. You know, it's a high-performance business. You can win the Super Bowl and the pressure's still there. You have to come out. You have to perform high. And it's no different from any other season. You know, we have high expectation. We expect people to perform high. And, you know, that's just the way it is in this business.
Past, maybe you've had the luxury of bringing your rookies along a little slower because of all the transition here and all the turnover. Do you expect maybe more contribution from them this year?
Well, this day and age, rookies, you know, years ago, you know, you should bring your rookies and, you know, they can sit out for a year or two and try to groom them and get ready. This day and age, you know, with free agency, your rookies have to come in. They have to be contributors, and we expect our rookies to come in and be contributors for us. I always say, you know, your first three picks should really come in and be strong contributors to you, and if you get somebody on the back end and get drafted to contribute on special teams or in some other way, you know, that's a bonus for you. But, you know, the rookies have to come in and contribute these days. We expect that from our rookies as well.
Do you feel like this year is more of a gamble than other years? I mean, you made more changes, you shook things up. Is it more of a gamble, more of a roll of the dice?
No, I don't think so, because you could say, well, some years we didn't do a lot at all in free agency. And, you know, was that a gamble because we didn't do a lot, you know? So we just try to do what's best for the New York Giants at the time. And that's this offseason, you know, we had more money with the salary cap to try to fill some holes, and that's what we try to do.
Were you pleased with the haul you brought in? I mean,
well, yeah. Well, it looks good right now on paper to us. We feel like we got some good players, some quality football players that you know, with winning in their background, and we feel like those guys are going to come out and help us. But, you know, you have to get out there and do it. You know, you can't talk about it. You have to get out there and do it, and we're working hard right now to do that.